Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm Lauren Young. This week, we're learning all about speed, but not just humans. Let's meet the Viking Sharif Floyd over at the Minnesota Zoo, where we're going to learn about animals and just how fast some of them can go.
My favorite animal at the zoo, giraffe. Long neck, and they eat a ton of grass.
Here at the Minnesota Zoo, our mission is to connect people, animals, and the natural world. We have amazing wildlife here at our zoo that we love being able to share and educate people. We have plenty of opportunities here at the Minnesota Zoo where people can come to learn and have awesome experiences with close-up opportunities with animals.
Yeah, he is massive. And well, at least you know he can hold his foot up.
Exactly. He can actually hold both of them. Yeah. Just
look how big his head is.
So this is an African pancake tortoise, and they get their name because they have that very flat shell, so just like a pancake. Okay. That's how they get their name. So unlike other tortoises, they don't have that high dome shell, so they don't have the ability to actually pull in their arms and their legs and their head to protect themselves. But lucky for these guys, they're actually arguably the fastest tortoise out there. How they protect themselves is they will use that really fast tortoise speed that they have to go find rocky outcroppings over in Africa. And this flat, flexible shell allows them to be able to squeeze up tight in between
the shell,
those rocks.
He can fit it in anywhere pretty much.
Yeah, because it's so flat, and then underneath it's a little bit soft. You want to really gently feel right there. You can tell it's very flexible.
Oh, yeah.
So what they'll do is they actually will squeeze themselves up tight in between those rocks. They'll take in a nice deep breath, expand that shell, and it wedges them in pretty tight, and hopefully it makes it difficult for the predator to pull them out of there. So she is one of our two African pancake tortoises that are part of the Close Encounters collection.
Okay.
So we have program animals that live behind the scenes here at the Minnesota Zoo, and we take them out onto the trails. We have a different schedule every single day, so we can do presentations and educational programming that way and get guests a very up-close experience with our animals.
Okay.
Yeah.
She is pretty cool.
Yeah, she does. She has very long legs for a tortoise, which is also part of what helps them with their speed there.
So she might be able to break a world record or two, huh?
Maybe for a tortoise, definitely. Get her on that Guinness Book World Records for sure. We can try and show off her speed on the ground. You want to see?
Yeah, let's see
how
fast she goes.
She probably won't get up to that 0.67 miles per hour, but...
No. Right now, she's in neutral.
Yep.
Just cruising.
Yep.
We're going to try and bring down one of the fastest animals in the world right now, which is a falcon. A lot of people say the cheetah is the fastest animal in the world.
Yeah.
No cheetah I know of has ever gone 240 miles per hour. So falcons, I think they got it covered. I think they do. So what we'll do is we'll try to show how these birds hunt in the wild. And that we raised this falcon to hunt this lure that we have right here.
Okay.
So she's going to chase it around a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm just going to swing it. I've been working on this for a long time, just swinging it, trying to leave it out there just a little bit for her so she commits to the lure. Then I pull it away, and she'll fly out there, which, you know,
so
that's usually good.
So like a zip line.
Yeah, it's usually good when she flies out there, but, you know, she's got to come back, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's the big part.
That's the main part.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll see if we can do it.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's catch
it. Wish me luck, man.
I got you.
All right, thanks. So if you want a shot of it, here we go. She's on her way. Okay, Laurel. And there she goes. See how she tries to sneak up on me here? That was awesome. Man, that's going to be like the best shot ever, I think. Check this out. I'm going to try and bring her in here, see if she's ready. Almost.
As we wrap up this week on Vikings Huddle, let's review what we learned. We learned the importance of speed on the field from lightning quick Trey Waynes. We learned that animals have all different speeds from Sharif Floyd at the Minnesota Zoo. And we saw the importance of running in your weekly workout schedule. Stay on the ground, because next week on Vikings Huddle, we learn all about gravity from kicker Blair Walsh and punter Jeff Locke. We also learn about the importance of gravity in space with running back Matt Asiata at Eagle Lake Observatory. See you next week on Vikings Huddle.
The Nutrition Minute on Vikings Huddle is presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Junior Reporter is brought to you by U.S. Bank, official bank of the Minnesota Vikings.